36. Know thou that when the Son of Man yielded up his breath to God, the whole creation wept with a great weeping. By sacrificing himself, however, a fresh capacity was infused into all created things. Its evidences, as witnessed in all the peoples of the earth, are now manifest before thee. The deepest wisdom which the sages have uttered, the profoundest learning which any mind hath unfolded, the arts which the ablest hands have produced, the influence exerted by the most potent of rulers, are but manifestations of the quickening power released by his transcendent, his all-pervasive and resplendent spirit. We testify that when he came into the world, he shed the splendor of his glory upon all created things. Through him the leper recovered from the leprosy of perversity and ignorance. Through him the unchaste and wayward were healed. Through his power, born of Almighty God, the eyes of the blind were opened and the soul of the sinner sanctified. Leprosy may be interpreted as any veil that intervenes between man and the recognition of the Lord his God. Whoso alloweth himself to be shut out from him is indeed a leper, who shall not be remembered in the kingdom of God, the mighty, the all-praised. We bear witness that through the power of the word of God, every leper was cleansed, every sickness was healed, every human infirmity was banished. He it is who purifieth the world. Blessed is the man who with a face beaming with light hath turned towards him.